All right, here's Alex Schiffer of The Athletic. He covers the Brooklyn Nets. Is this surprising at all, Alex, the news that KD wants out?
You know, it is and it isn't. I mean, obviously, even after Kyrie opted into his player option, there was still skepticism that the dust had settled from all this, given the drama that it encapsulated it. But you're on the eve of free agency. You see some of the people the Nets were going to be linked to. It looked like they had the band back together, and then all of a sudden this drops, and now they're pressing the reset button as free agency starts. So the result, no. The timing, a little bit, yes.
What would a package look like? Like, if you're using the Raptors as an example, if you could put a package together, Masai Ujiri calls up Sean Marks and says, we're in, they believe they can make a deal work. How does this package look? How does this play out, in your opinion?
That's a good question. I'm pulling up the roster now.
Like, is it Barnes, Van Vliet, and picks? Is it Barnes, Siakam, and picks? Is it what are
I'm
they looking
told the
for?
Nets want multiple All-Stars. I would ask for Barnes, Siakam, and picks, probably.
Yeah.
Or some combination like that. They are not looking, and this will not look like the Nets of post-Celtics trade 2012-13 time, because they're going to get a bounty back for this guy. If I were Sean Marks, I'm going eBay style and putting it to the highest bidder. You don't know if Kevin Durant anything in terms of preferred destination, and they're already kind of limited. You know, you heard about Miami and
Phoenix.
They can't acquire Bam Adebayo because of a clause in the CBA with having multiple guys on your roster that were traded on a rookie extension. They have Ben Simmons already, so I am going for, and that might even limit who you can ask for from Toronto. So Scotty Barnes is a must, because I would want the best young player I could get out of this. And then I would go from there. I mean, if Siakam can't be acquired, since Fred's already on another deal, are you going for him? I would be going for picks and as many young guys as you can get, but I would not be going through with a deal without Scotty Barnes.
Yeah, you got to believe Barnes would be at the forefront of it. And we just got into a big argument over whether or not, you know, calling up Durant matters. Like, you just mentioned the Nets. They've got him on he's got a four-year deal left. It's not like he can completely control this. But the nature of the NBA is the players generally do. Harden wanted to go to Brooklyn. He got to Brooklyn. Then he wanted to go to Philly. He got to Philly. Like, AD wanted to go to L.A. He got to L.A. Is there any reason to believe Durant will not end up where he wants to end up for the most part?
It's a good question. As you said, you know, history kind of shows that that teams kind of tailor it toward the player's destination, but this is unprecedented, right? We've never seen a player of Kevin Durant's power with 4 years of control on their contract asking to be traded, still with relatively in the prime of the years. It's not like he's 37 asking for this. So we don't really have anything to go off in terms of, I think you could argue this is a different animal than the situations you just described. And some of those teams, you know, like Paul George with his destination, right, to join Kawhi, I mean, Oklahoma City probably was playing with a different hand than others, because they already had a ton of picks from the Anthony Davis situation. So, you know, we're talking about the Nets, who just sent all their future picks to Houston. Got to be a party down there right now. And they need to recoup as many assets for this as they can get. So I don't think beggars can be choosers in this situation compared to some of the other ones we've seen like that.
Alex, what do you think this means for Kyrie, who just opted into his contract?
I don't think he's sticking around. I don't know. I would kind of wait and see, because there's going to be, and obviously Kyrie's market is a lot different than Kevin's, but is there a team that if they miss out on Kevin, would they still want Kyrie even for 60 cents on the dollar? You wonder a little bit. If you're the Nets, you can't trade for Russell Westbrook. I mean, him and him alongside Ben Simmons are two non-shooters, play similar styles. John Wooden couldn't scheme something up that works with those two. Just from a basketball perspective, it doesn't.
Right.
So I don't know what you do with Kyrie in the immediate, but I would try to unload him for anything other than Russell Westbrook. If that's getting another team involved, whatever. But they just can't take a deal like that at this stage. I mean, look at the bad will they already have today. I mean, it's not going to look good. taking on him. You ship out Kevin Durant and bring in Russell Westbrook. I mean, the optics of this already suck. So I just, with Kyrie's market, I say you deal with Kevin first and worry about Kyrie after.
With Alex Schiffer of The Athletic, we'll get you out of here on a question that is close to home for us. Steve Nash, obviously a legend up here. I don't know if he could coach based on the gong show that was the Nets this year. I couldn't get a read on it one way or the other. But my understanding is he has no interest of coaching a team that could win 25 games or 30 games. If that's the truth, Alex, how would you handicap the chances of Steve Nash basically pulling the chute soon? Do you think he'll keep coaching long term?
It's a good question, and I've wondered the same right now. You know, he has 2 years left on his deal. I wonder if part of him just finishes it out and then they pick somebody else for when he moves on. But my understanding, again, going back to the idea of this not being the same rebuild post-Celtics, I think the Nets could put together a good enough roster from this trade to be competitive in the East next year. Are they going to be looking at a parade or anything like that? No, but you think about maybe having a first-round playoff exit or just being a 16 or something like that. I could see something along those lines, and maybe it wouldn't be a total rebuild like the Magic or the Detroit Pistons to where, as you said, 20, 25 win seasons. So I kind of wonder about him right now. I've tried to do some digging on that just of, does he stick this out even if it's just 2 more years? Does he walk right now and say, I'm done? Or is there some kind of median thing where maybe he just sticks this out for 1 year? Because it's so late to look for a coach. I mean, Utah just hired one, obviously, but they've already been through so much turmoil in the organization. It'd be just another thing added on their plate. I'd like to think maybe even just for consistency, you have him go through the year and then kind of go from there.
Yeah, great stuff as always. Really appreciate you taking time, especially on short notice. Thank you, Alex.
No problem, guys. Have a beer for me tonight.
Yo, we plan on it. Alex Schiffer of The Athletic.